What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Heel Yinzer Wrestling Podcast. I'm doing something for the first time ever today. I am actually doing a YouTube video, so I'm actually recording this as I'm recording this live. Well, not live, technically. I'm doing a recording to put on Facebook, YouTube, on the YouTube channel, and to maybe put up on the Twitch channel. We've been waiting for this. I know I've been talking about this for a year and a half. I was going to do a video along with the audio. So now we're going to do both now. So the time is now. So what's up, Heel Yinzers? Welcome to the Heel Yinzer Wrestling Podcast. Hope everybody's having a wonderful and safe Mother's Day. It's a different Mother's Day for us right now, is what's going on in the world and everything. With the whole pandemic with the coronavirus. Hope everybody's still being safe. Hope everybody is practicing social distancing. Hope everybody's, unless you're going out or anything like that, unless like you have to go out or anything, please, just be safe. Just practice everything. Make sure everything you're doing, everything the right thing, listening up. I know a lot of like my family, I just got done FaceTiming with my family, talking to them and everything, wishing them happy Mother's Day, talking to them and everything. And they're saying like in Westmoreland County, where they're at in Pittsburgh area, Allegheny counties, all those areas are starting to be open up more stuff at the end of the week. For them, and for us in Ohio, Cincinnati, I know they're starting to open up more stuff in that way. I know, like, I heard, like, restaurants are opening up outdoor. They're doing, like, more outdoor opening up the restaurants, like, for outdoor seating. I know the indoor seating is not happening yet. I know some retail stores might be opening up, things of that nature. I don't know if I'm venturing out yet, to be honest with you. I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. So I still might stick to just going to the grocery store if need be, or if I'll get it delivered, doing that way, doing takeout still and doing all that stuff. Still trying to be safe. Yeah, with that, I mean, just everybody, hope everybody's still being safe, being cautious, just respecting others and everything like that. And we'll try to do our best to get through this time and everything like this. And also, again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to my mother, Madeline Rollins. I love you. Happy Mother's Day to my Aunt Kathy. Love you. And happy Mother's Day to my sister, Chanel. It's a different Mother's Day for my family because if you guys remember last year around this time, Mother's Day to be exact, I lost my grandmother. She passed away. And it's different. It's very different. Like every other holiday since she's passed away has been very different. And this one hits a little bit differently because this is actually the time she passed away. So just think of my family on a day like this also. Keep us in your thoughts. Just think about us definitely. And to my grandmother that I do dearly miss, I love you. I miss you also as well. Guys, what we're here to talk about today is Money in the Bank. The wrestling world has changed since the last time I did a podcast. I think the last time I did the podcast was for the WrestleMania. I did WrestleMania predictions. So the wrestling world has changed. WWE released almost a quarter of their roster. I'm not going to go into details and everything like that. Maybe once I start doing more of the podcast and do do a little bit more videos, maybe I'll talk about the releasing wrestlers. But yeah, they released a lot of wrestlers. The state of Florida is starting to open up more, so we're gonna have Florida doing 25%, I think they said 25% capacity for wrestling shows. Not for wrestling shows, just for sporting events in general. So that's going to be kind of interesting. I've seen AEW went live. AEW went live this past Wednesday for Dynamite. So they had their workers and everything. They're testing their work. They're testing every superstar wrestler that comes through, personnel, anything that goes through. They're testing them and then going through the procedures that way. hopefully maybe WWE will take the same measures and do the same thing. Who knows? They might do that. But we'll see where that goes with that. But yeah, but safety first always for those things. That's why Florida is doing it. And I could see maybe in the future wrestling shows, that's where maybe they're going to start at. Maybe they're going to start at Florida. Small venues, 25% capacity. And that includes like staff and employees and other stuff that needs to make a wrestling show go. Maybe they'll have like maybe 10 or 15 people in an audience right now spread out for right now. And as this goes through, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I don't think I'm going to a live event again, probably for at least for a while now. At least for a little bit here in the near future. Not going to one, like going to do that right now, being around large crowds or anything like that to see what happens and everything. But we'll see what happens. See what happens with that. But tonight we do have Money in the Bank. It is a different Money in the Bank ever. They're doing it at the Titan Towers. They're doing they're basically doing fight through the whole Titan Towers, the whole way to the top, where the two briefcases are going to be hanging inside a ring on top of the roof of the building. Now, they're going to have both Money in Bank matches simultaneously going through the whole time. Now, that's going to be very interesting how they're going to do that. Are they going to show like that going on or the matches? I don't know how this is going to be set up. It's a whole different thing because there are matches still tonight. Are the matches going to be in Full Sail? I mean, the Full Sail or the Performance Center? Or are they going to be on top of the roof wrestling as the other wrestlers are going through? Or are they going to interfere into the matches? Like, it's kind of interesting, but it's going to it's going to start on the bottom floor, and it's going to go the whole way to the top. So that's going to be kind of interesting. It's going to be kind of interesting to see how that's going to go with. But let's go ahead. Let's get into this. It's, like I said, this isn't going to be a long video. We're just going to basically talk about the predictions, see how everything goes, predict as we're going to do. And I might jump on and do a review thing on Facebook Live, see how it goes. After, it all depends how late, because I do want to watch this Undertaker Last Ride. I have not watched any. I know I might lose my black card here. I might lose my sports card here, me saying this. I have not watched any of the Jordan documentary yet. I'm waiting to build it up because I do want to watch it all up until maybe watch the series finale of that, the final episodes of the documentary. So I want to wait. I might just binge watch it all and do that way because I kind of like binge watching stuff. I've binge watched like 7 shows already, like since we've been in this quarantine, like Friday Night Lights, Ballers, Entourage, just name a couple. Some of my favorite shows, of course. So I do want to maybe wait until that's all built up and been watched up to that point. But I do want to watch the Undertaker's Last Ride tonight and see how that goes and see what that's like and everything. Hurt by everybody's been saying online, it's very good. So we'll see. So we do have 2 matches on the kickoff show. We have Jeff Hardy taking on Cesaro and MVP taking on R-Truth. Now, talk about out of nowhere these 2 matches are. I'm going to go with R-Truth beat MVP. MVP is the new gatekeeper of WWE, which that's fine for him. He's coming back through that. They need a gatekeeper, somebody that has personality, charisma, and I think MVP can do a very good job with that. So I'm going to go with R-Truth win that match. And then on the other one, I'm going to go with Jeff Hardy beating Cesaro. I think Jeff Hardy's going to come with a big push. I think they're going to do a big push for Jeff Hardy. And I can see big stuff happening for Jeff Hardy for him to go on to maybe the Intercontinental title or the United States Championship. Now, there is a rumor, a lot of people have been saying online also, that the brand split might end. But we'll wait and see on that. How many times do they say, we're going to end the brand split? They do some crazy thing like wild card rule. We remember that, right? Yeah, that was fun. But yeah, we'll definitely see how that goes with that. But yeah, I'm going to go with Jeff Hardy winning against Cesaro and Archer beating MVP. The next match on the main card for the Women's SmackDown Women's Championship, we got Bayley defending against Tamina. Now, Tamina, this is Tamina's first singles championship match. She's been in here for 10 years. You want to talk about the Usos having a tragedy and never being on WrestleMania? Tamina has been on this WWE roster for 10 years, and she has never, she has never wrestled for a main title. Never. Like, that's just crazy to me. She has never wrestled for a title ever. That just blows my mind. But we'll see. I'm going with Bayley tonight. Bayley's keeping that title. I see the person winning Money in the Bank, cashing in on the SmackDown Women's Champion, because we don't know where Becky Lynch is right now. I mean, it'd be kind of cool if Nia Jax wins and cashes in on Becky Lynch, but I could see them cashing in on Bayley, and then Sasha maybe cost Bayley the cash in there, but I'll go over that in my predictions, who I feel that's going to cash in there for that. Because I don't think there's going to be a cash in tonight. I think they're really going to hold the cash in to a live crowd once they do go live and have audience back again. I don't think they're going to do cash in just yet. But who knows what's going to happen down the road. So I'm picking Bayley to retain her title. Next, we have a Fatal 4-Way for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, where it will be The New Day taking on, we got The New Day taking on The Forgotten Sons, which I almost forgot about, Miz and Morrison, and the Lucha House Party. I know they're trying to build up Lucha House Party and The Forgotten Sons up, but this is more about Miz and Morrison and The New Day. I feel The New Day just got the titles. They're not going to drop them, especially to Lucha House Party or to The Forgotten Sons that just got called up. So I'm going to go with The New Day retaining, keeping their titles. Next match we have for the Universal, almost called SmackDown Heavyweight Championship. What's basically what it is, a blue belt. The Universal Blue Belt Championship. We got Braun Strowman taking on the champion, Braun Strowman taking on Bray Wyatt. I got Bray Wyatt regaining his title. Again, as I said, when Braun beat Goldberg, he was a placeholder, whether it be for Roman or whether it be for Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt gets his title back. Braun, thank you for holding that title nice and warm for him. Then you'll get probably down the road when once Roman's done in Hollywood or whatever he's doing. He's not leaving WWE, people. I've seen all these people talking about WWE's erasing Roman. They're not talking about him. Yeah, because there's nothing to talk about Roman right now. He's not being involved in anything. He doesn't have a storyline. That's what you do when you're not in a storyline. You make them not talk about him. Then when he comes back, you're like, oh, Roman's back now. What are they going to put Roman into? So Braun will lose the belt tonight. He will lose it to Bray. Then Bray will then defend it against Roman. And then Roman will probably pick up the Universal title and go on from there. Probably defend it against The Rock at WrestleMania. But if Vince has his way. So Braun loses the title to Braun. He can't lose title to himself. Bray Wyatt becomes the Universal title tonight. Champion tonight. next, we then have the WWE Championship. Drew McIntyre taking on Seth Rollins. I think this is a great opportunity that they did with Seth Rollins, making him an even more heel jerk in a way, where they have him portray and say, he has to beat McIntyre. He has to do this. And Drew McIntyre has done his best work since coming the WWE champion. He has done awesome. He has done nothing but gold since becoming the WWE champion. He has done great. He's done great mic work. He's done great interaction with the other wrestlers. Just outstanding. And hats off to him. He's taking the ball and running with it, which is awesome. I wish more wrestlers would do that. I was reading some messages, see if there's any breaking news also for the pay-per-view tonight. Nothing yet. Nothing crazy yet. But Drew McIntyre is going to retain the title. He's going to beat Rollins tonight. It was pretty decent. It's probably going to be a decent match tonight. This is the first good heel for him. He has a great opportunity to wrestle somebody that is a good heel that can enhance Drew McIntyre, that can build him up a little bit, keep his momentum going after winning the WWE Championship. So I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre to win tonight and retain his WWE Championship. Now, the craziness, the men's and women's Money in the Bank ladder match participants that are going to be happening at the same time. I hope there's interaction between both of these matches, which they're both starting at the same time. So hopefully they get that done and they can do that well. For the women, it's Shayna Baszler for Raw, Nia Jax for Raw, and Asuka. And then for SmackDown, it's Dana Brooks, Lacey Evans, and Carmella. I'm not very excited about the women's side of things because, I mean, everybody thinks Shayna Baszler is going to win it. I have my opinion on that. And then for the men, we have Daniel Bryan, Aleister Black, Rey Mysterio for Raw, Daniel Bryan's for SmackDown, King Corbin for SmackDown, Otis, and AJ Styles. So Baron, Daniel Bryan, Otis for SmackDown, AJ Styles, the returning from the graveyard, AJ Styles, Rey Mysterio, and Aleister Black for Raw. This is going to be crazy. I hope Nia Jax doesn't hurt anybody doing this. I heard they're also doing this as a kind of like how they did the Boneyard match, where it's all being recorded, like as a theatrical like film that way. So hopefully they do a very good job of that, and it looked pretty cool and real neat and real clean. I feel like it's going to end up being four wrestlers, two men and two women at the top wrestling once they get to the top. And I think for the men, it's going to be AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan. And then for the women, I could see it being Lacey Evans and Shayna Baszler. I really think they're not going to put the briefcase with Shayna Baszler, because she does need another route to get to the title. But I really think they want to put that Money to Bank with Lacey Evans, because they want to put the title on Lacey Evans. That is the name of the game. I don't think they're going to put it on Dana Brooke yet, because I don't think she's ready. Carmella's already had her shine. Nia Jax, I don't see her needing the Money in the Bank briefcase to get to Becky. She can probably just come out and say, I want to challenge Becky for the title. And Baszler already had her shot, and I don't think she needs the Money in the Bank to take her to the next level. She's dominant. She did that at Elimination Chamber. That showed how dominant she was. Lacey Evans has lost every pay-per-view she's been in. Lacey Evans needs a win. And I think tonight Lacey Evans finally gets her win. She wins the women's Money in the Bank. And for the men, it's going to be AJ Styles. AJ Styles is going to win Money in the Bank, because AJ Styles is eventually going to become the WWE champion again. I think he's going to be the one to beat Drew McIntyre. He's their workhorse. They want to keep him happy. I mean, they just let his two friends let go, and they want to keep AJ Styles happy right now. He just wrestled The Undertaker, made Undertaker look good. So when you usually do those things, you usually get rewarded. And AJ Styles will be Mr. Money in the Bank tonight. They're not going to give it to Baron Corbin. I don't think Otis is going to win it, which would be awesome if Otis won Money in the Bank. That'd be great. I think Ziggler's going to cost him a shot at this. I don't see Ray winning it. Aleister Black would be a good one. That'd be neat to see Aleister Black win it and him becoming the next person to get the Money in the Bank briefcase and then challenging for the title. I don't see that. And then I don't see Daniel Bryan winning the Money in the Bank. Those people. I see AJ Styles win because AJ Styles needs this win also, just kind of like Lacey Evans, and to help him go forward. Now, I can see AJ Styles. Now, here's another thing also. I can see AJ Styles trying to cash in and failing to cash in. I could see that definitely. But I don't think that it's going to be... I don't know if that's going to be the case. So I'm going to pick AJ Styles to win the men's Money in the Bank, and I'm going to pick Lacey Evans to win the women's. Total chaos tonight. It's going to be total chaos. It's going to be neat. Something different. Everybody's been clamoring for something different. WWE is not creative. We don't do nothing creative. They don't think outside the box. Damn it, this is outside the box. As outside the box can be. So we're going to see something cool tonight. So it's very interesting. Hopefully it turns out well. Hope it's not a pile of crap. Cross our fingers. Hope it's not a pile of crap. So those are my predictions. Hope everybody enjoys Money in the Bank. I hope everybody is, again, thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Again, you can listen to it on Anchor. You can go listen to it on Spotify. You can go listen to it on Apple Podcast. Google Play, on Audio Realm. Like I said, this is going to be now as we got the first video done here, we're going to have it up on YouTube. I'll also be sharing it on Instagram. I'll also be sharing it on, Twitch, and I'll also be sharing it on Twitter. So make sure I'm trying to get more content. I'm also going to try to see how it goes. Maybe get more content up. Maybe just come on and do maybe a 15-minute while I think of Raw and SmackDown. Maybe that's what we'll call it. My thoughts of 15 minutes of what I thought of Raw and SmackDown. Because you guys just sat through 2 and 3 hours of the show. Why should I bore you anymore? But again, guys, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. Guys, continue to be safe. Just keep faith. Keep hope, guys. That's all we can do right now in these times. Hope everybody enjoys Money in the Bank. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And again, we'll be talking soon, guys. Peace.